There is much talk these days about learning to distinguish truth from falsehoods and many different reactions to being told, quotes, what, end quotes, to think. The Global Digital Citizen Foundation put out what it describes as the ultimate cheat sheet for critical thinking. The list encourages all of us to ask these questions when we discover new information and are working through what we think. These broad and versatile questions have limitless applications. Though each begins with one of the basic and essential question words, they are honed and polished to lead to better informed conclusions and decisions. Please keep in mind, this is a checklist or a cheat sheet, so to get the most from this read-through, it can help to picture a specific topic or a situation you're trying to understand better. My helper, Dawson Paxton, and I take turns asking the critical thinking questions to keep your ear engaged. First, the whos.
Who benefits from this?
Who is this harmful to?
Who makes decisions about this?
Who is most directly affected?
Who have you also heard discuss this?
Who would be the best person to consult?
Who will be the key people in this?
Who deserves recognition for this?
Secondly, the whats.
What are the strengths or weaknesses?
What is another perspective?
What is another alternative?
What would be a counter argument?
What is the best worst case scenario?
What is the most least important?
What can we do to make a possible change?
What is getting in the way of our actions?
Third up, we'll hear the wheres.
Where would we see this in the real world?
Where are these similar concepts and situations?
Where is there the most need for this?
Where in the world would this be a problem?
Where can we get more information?
Where do we go to help with this?
Where will this idea take us?
Where are the areas for improvement?
And now the whens. When is this acceptable or unacceptable?
When would this benefit our society?
When would this cause a problem?
When is the best time to take action?
When will we know we've succeeded?
When has this planned a part in our history?
When can we expect this to change?
When should we ask for help with this?
The fifth group of questions, every three-year-old's favorites, the whys.
Why is this a problem or a challenge?
Why is this relevant to me and others?
Why is this the best worst scenario?
Why are people influenced by this?
Why should people know about this?
Why has it been this way for so long?
Why have we allowed this to happen?
Why is there a need for this today?
And finally, adding another layer of thorough understanding to thinking through a matter, the final group of questions, the hows.
How is this similar to fill in the blank?
How does this disrupt things?
How do we know the truth about this?
How will we approach this safely?
How does this benefit us or others?
How does this harm us or others?
How do we see this in the future?
How can we change this for our good?
With appreciation to my questioning helper, Dawson Paxton, and the Global Digital Citizen Foundation for the information in this report. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.